This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, thank you, Update Kid. It is Carson Anderson, 12:35.
There you go.
Who's on top? We haven't done one of these in a while. We got a top 10 list, one that I think that just about everybody will have an opinion on. And Gator, I might just give you one guess because I think you'll do very well with this one.
Okay.
It's right in your wheelhouse. We'll see. 12:35 for who's on top. In the meantime, we've been taking some calls on the Lions mostly, but the Pistons talk is certainly something we got into at the beginning of the show and love talking about our basketball team, which is now 4 games on top of the Eastern Conference. And, you know, Pistons just take it to the Bulls and run away from the Bulls. It was a close game. Bulls, in fact, were leading early, but no Cade, no Duren, no Tobias Harris, and they get 30 points from Beef Stew.
31.
He's out there dropping threes. You know, the typical putback stuff, but
dunking everywhere.
Yeah. Fun to watch.
It was fun to watch. Dennis Jenkins, that had the 15 assists in the game. Paul Reed getting it done everywhere. He had 6 assists as a big man dishing it off. And the team shot well as a team. They didn't get many free throws, didn't need them, and played without Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, and Tobias Harris, and they're fine. This is a really good basketball team. Now, are the Bulls good? No. No. But when you're going to be depleted, you still got to win those games. In fact, you have to win those games. That's a sign of a good team, is that you can play without some of your best players and still beat teams in the league. The record now, 28-9 on the season, is awfully good. And they just continue to validate what they've done. And I like watching this team. Keep saying it. They're a different team to watch. This isn't, you know, the Piston team we saw 5 years ago. This is a really good Pistons team. They've been built correctly. They've tweaked this roster. They've added an incredible amount of depth. They have depth at the guard position. So much. They're like 5 deep at the guard position.
It's crazy. You know, you mentioned Dennis Jenkins. And yesterday we were kind of laughing about how we try not to blow off any signings that, you know, you see and you go, it's nothing. And you just kind of ignore it. And we did it because we like the name Birch. There's a right. The Tigers signed a minor league pitcher named Birch Smith. But at one point, the Tigers signed, you know, like a minor league guy named JD Martinez. Maybe we should start using Dennis Jenkins as an example of a signing that didn't move the needle at all. Wasn't going to be a topic on talk radio. Would only get a bullet point in a Piston beat writer's story. Hey, Piston signed Dennis Jenkins to a 2-way contract. Like that, it's not something that creates headlines at all. No. And now he's acting like he's an all-star scorer.
It feels like each team has had guys like that, but this is a good strike for the Pistons. They're on a bunch of good strikes lately.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember saying, hey, the Pistons signed this Danis Jenkins. Do you remember ever saying that?
No.
Did we ever say that?
No, I think we
said that a hole in our game? No. Is that our bad?
Sure.
Or is that everybody's bad?
Well, we'll own ours.
Yeah.
And we didn't promote it like it was some big, big thing.
Sankofa, were you all over this? Did you know it was coming? Kang, did you know Danis Jenkins was going to do this? Do you remember when he signed? Did you pump your fist and say, hell yeah?
He's on a two-way contract. The Pistons didn't know he was going to be this good. All of a sudden, he thinks he's Allen Iverson, and he's closer than I thought. He goes out there and plays like he is the best guy in the court, and you should have that confidence. But I swear, when I look at him, he'll go to the lane, he'll kick it out. He's throwing balls to, like, he just knows guys are going to be there. It's amazing. It's unbelievable.
He's been incredible. He threw one away last night, and it turned out it went off a defender. But he like throws it and he's like standing there, like just posed. And I'm like, is he like surprised that he turned the ball over? Is that what this is? What's going on here? But indeed, it went off a defender and out of bounds. I think nobody tell him. Shh. Nobody tell him he's not Allen Iverson. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Allie in Plymouth here on 97.1 to Ticket. What's up, Allie?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Is it Ali? Hello.
You in the car.
Ali.
All right. Oh, sorry. Did you want to?
Yeah. No good. 248-539-9797. Feedback coming in. I'd love to hear Brad Holmes talk about addressing a Rudge Escher opposite a Hutch. He wrote Rudge Escher. Bravo. Yeah, so Rudge Escher opposite a Hutch. But based on previous years, I'd be stunned if he did. That would be admitting he was wrong, and I don't see that happening. That's from Matt in Madison Heights.
Well, they had a guy who had 11 sacks this year opposite of Hutchinson in Al-Kadeem Muhammad. Yep. So I'm not saying they're done because Al-Kadeem Muhammad's a free agent, and you're going to have to pay him if you want to get him. I'm assuming that the texter is looking more towards go get Trey Hendrickson, make an offer to get Max Crosby. If he's unhappy with the Raiders and he can get out, then go get him. Go get one of those guys. Go get Jalen Phillips. But meanwhile, the least expensive guy at a bunch would be Al-Kadeem Muhammad.
Yep.
Those guys are all going to cost you probably north of $20 million. Muhammad will cost you maybe north of $10 million. And he earned it this past year with the 11 sacks. I think we forget that, my God, that's a pretty good total.
Yep.
Can they go after one of these other guys? Maybe they can, but it doesn't seem like financially they can. Is that where the real priority is? If you had to prioritize players in this team, I'm looking at offensive line first, not the Rudge Escher.
Yeah, I'm
edge rusher, as people commonly call him.
Yes, but you once accidentally referred to as a Rudge Escher, which was perfect. And I thought, wow, you've really outdone yourself. And then you came up with Munch of Marth.
Yeah, Munch of Marth. Yeah.
As the Red Wings issue the last couple of years has been the Munch of Marth. From Gary, we have a solid core of players. This is our time. Over the next 2 years, we're going to go all in to acquire any player that can help us win a Super Bowl within that 2-year window. Any repercussions to the future of the team beyond this window will be irrelevant. This is my goal. That's from Gary, what he wants Brad Holmes to say.
Well, that'd be cool to hear because it's a sense of urgency, and we've got a window of opportunity. We're going to take advantage of that window.
Steven,
it may be painful down the road, but for the next few years, we're going for it.
Steven Shelby said, I would like to admit he should have done more at the trade deadline. I mean, look, I think trade, ripping people for trades they didn't make is a difficult thing to do. I know people wanted offensive line help, and I did too. One offensive lineman got moved. He was a middling offensive lineman with a history of injuries and penalties. And, you know, we don't know what the asking price was for a Benito or a Zeitler. And I can see why those teams didn't want to trade him. They had young quarterbacks that they want to protect. And you can't Madden override something Betonio, yes. You can't Madden override something and just say, Cleveland, give us Betonio. Tennessee, give us Zeitler. They don't want to trade him, but hey, got it.
But there was that one trade the Chargers made that we know what the draft capital was, and maybe someone can ask Brad Holmes if they knew about that, you know, was the price too
high?
But
again, that's the guy that I said was middling, who had a penalty and injury history.
Yeah, but I mean, fans were pretty desperate. I'm not sure upper management was desperate at the time. So,
well, as Bill, we like to say, if you do the other thing, you never know that it didn't work. If you don't do the other thing, you never know that it didn't work. Seems weird to say, but I wouldn't want Mike McDaniel because I would expect him to be a head coach by next season. Is it wrong that I want an OC for more than one season? No, Johnny, it's not. But it's an all-in move to win next year. I want Holmes to say the future is now. Our goal is to win the Super Bowl this year. He might say that.
I think the goal to win the Super Bowl is every year. I think that's what every general manager, every coach, every player will tell you. That's our goal
in
the Super Bowl. Unless you're, you know, obviously not have no shot at it.
What could he say that would make you say, there you go, Brad. That's what I'm talking about.
My man.
248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback next. Coming up today at 12:35, another edition of Who's on Top. A little bit later on, we'll figure out who we want to win the Super Bowl. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.